Now, faith in God is possible to every kind of sinner. No sin excludes from Him. Jesus said, "They who are well do not have need of a physician, but they who are sick. So I came not to call the righteous, but to call sinners to repentance." It's possible for you to trust God, whatever sin may be in your background. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31 reads, "By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies in peace." Now that statement raises many questions. Who was Rahab? Why was a prostitute trusting God? Who were the spies whom she received in peace? The answer to those questions are to be found in the 2nd and 6th chapters of the book of Joshua. Joshua had brought the Hebrews across the Jordan River to begin their conquest of the land of Canaan, which God had promised through Abraham to give them. They had camped at a place called Shittim, which is also called Gilgal, on the west side of the Jordan River. The impregnable military fortress called Jericho was to be their first point of attack in the new land. How should Jericho be attacked? Where were its strengths and what was the weaknesses of its defenses? The best way to answer those questions, so Joshua thought, was by the use of spies. So he chose two men and sent them to enter Jericho as travelers and to look out what information they could by personal observation. The two men entered the city, spent the night in a hostel operated by a woman named Rahab. Now, most of the inns of that day were related to immoral activities, so it is no surprise to learn that Rahab was a prostitute. When the king of Jericho sent authorities to arrest the two spies, Rahab hid them beneath the flax drying on top of the flat roof of her house. She explained her actions to them, saying, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, for the Lord your God is God in heaven above and in earth beneath." She had become a believer in the Lord God, even though she lived in a pagan Canaanite city. She asked assurance of the two spies that when the Hebrews took the city, she and her family would be spared. Well, they promised their protection over her if she helped them to get safely out of the city. That's why Hebrews 11:30 reads, "By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies in peace." I will review the account for you as recorded in Joshua 6 by setting out a number of practical applications and then illustrating them with Rahab's experience. First, faith is possible to all classes of people. It is a little surprising to hear Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30 speak of the faith of Rahab and then report that she was an immoral woman. But that's just like our Lord. He takes the impure and makes them clean, the immoral and makes them decent. Rahab was a pagan and a prostitute before she came to personal faith in the Lord God. Now, faith in God is possible to every kind of sinner. No sin excludes from Him. Jesus said, "They who are well do not have need of a physician, but they who are sick. So I came not to call the righteous, but to call sinners to repentance." It's possible for you to trust God, whatever sin may be in your background. Second, faith is based upon facts. Rahab had heard how God had given the Hebrews victory over the kings of the Amorites, how He had dried up the Red Sea for them when they came out of Egypt, and the other exploits. And that convinced her that the Lord is God over all. It was on that conviction, based on facts, that she believed in Him. The Bible says faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Now that means our faith is built upon facts today. Know what the Bible says. Believe what God says in the Bible, and you are a person of faith. You will be saved. Third, faith expects God's blessings in the future. Rahab was sure God would give Jericho with all the land of Canaan to the Hebrews. She asked His blessings upon her and her family in the form of protection from harm when Jericho fell. Well, the spies showed their faith in God by giving her a scarlet cord which she should hang in her window as a sign of her faith. When the Hebrew invaders saw the card, they would injure no person in that house. Now that was an expression of faith that God would bless with victory when the attack came. A fourth thing, one person's faith may bring blessings to many others. Rahab believed in God and brought all her household into safety with her. The spies had promised all who were in her house would be spared, so she brought her parents, brothers, sisters, other members of her household. God's blessings came on them all because of her faith. Now, whom do you have who should be included in your prayers and influence so that God's blessings may rest on them? Let your faith bless others also. Now, I do not mean to say that one person can believe in behalf of another. Never. God requires each of us to exercise personal faith on our own behalf. But as God blessed the household of Potiphar in Egypt because of the faith and faithfulness of Joseph, so we can bring a blessing to those we love by trusting God and serving Him faithfully. So be a witness to your loved ones of your faith in Jesus Christ. Again, faith is expressed by works. Rahab gave a public testimony to her faith in God. She bound the scarlet line in her window. You see, faith is proven by its works. Her testimony of faith given to the Hebrew spies was not mere words. She showed her faith by the act of binding the scarlet cord in her window. It was a witness to the faith she already had. Now that's what personal testimony and Christian baptism does for us today. We can speak with our mouth the words which declare we're Christian, but when we receive the ordinance of baptism, we really testify then publicly we've died to sin, living a new life in Jesus Christ. Is that the way you're testifying to your faith in God? A sixth thing, faith is rewarded. God never proves Himself unfaithful to those who believe Him. You remember how Joshua had his people march around the city of Jericho one time each day for 6 days, and then 7 times on the 7th day? At the last circuit of the city, the priest blew the trumpets, and the people shouted, and God laid the walls of Jericho flat. All the wall fell, except for one portion. The house where Rahab was living was on the wall, and that portion of the wall did not fall. She had all her family gathered in the house, but not one of them suffered injury. God rewarded her faith. Faith in God is never in vain. He always honors those who trust Him, and you will find deliverance when you come to face life's seeming impossibilities if you'll trust in the Lord. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Now here are the 6 principles we've seen. 1, faith is possible to all classes, even to a prostitute like Rahab. 2, faith is built upon facts, not fiction. So trust God on the basis of what He has revealed in Holy Scripture. 3, faith receives present helps and expects future blessings. It includes all of life. 4, the faith of one brings blessings on many others, so your faith can bless your loved ones. 5, faith is expressed by works if it is real. And 6, faith is rewarded by the blessings of God. Those who believe are always special to Him. Are you trusting God? Father, we thank You for teaching us how to trust You. We trust You to do everything You promised to do, and we know You to be the God of love and mercy who delights in meeting our needs. So we're confident even in life's crisis in trusting You. We thank You for receiving all who believe just now. In Jesus' name, amen.